This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Federal authorities have moved to dismiss the corruption charges against Mayor Adams, but not without more resignation drama. Before yesterday's filing, more than a half dozen prosecutors resigned from the Department of Justice, calling it a quid pro quo for His Honor's cooperation with President Trump's deportation program. Top DOJ officials, though, ordered lawyers in the Public Integrity and Criminal Division to move on the case. The mayor issued a statement saying he never offered, nor did anyone on his behalf offer, to trade his authority for an end to the case, adding that he's beholden only to New Yorkers. Today, there's a big rally calling on Mayor Adams to uphold the sanctuary city laws and stop enabling ICE raids. A long list of immigrant rights, workers, and other groups are involved in the event. Organizer Luis Tejada tells 1010 Winds.
New York City is an immigrant town, and we want to keep it that way and protect especially the black and brown immigrants that have been coming in the new wave of immigration.
The rally begins at Foley Square at 1 p.m., followed by a march to the ICE field office at Federal Plaza. See you in court. Mayor Adams plans to sue the Trump administration on the clawback of $80 million in FEMA funding for migrants. That word came in a letter from the City Corporation Council to the controller, saying that the law department is currently drafting papers for a suit and plans to file by the end of next week. No other details from City Hall right now. Controller Brad Lander raised the alarm about the clawback this week, noting the money was missing in the wake of a misleading post by Doge head Elon Musk, who claimed it was being misspent. There's no word right now on when the matter could go to court. A tragic stabbing in Queens.
Police say a 14-year-old boy is dead after he was stabbed in the stomach outside a McDonald's. They believe the fight began inside of that McDonald's and then spilled out into the parking lot. Sources say that this may be gang-related. There were two groups of teens that were fist fighting and arguing. They were wearing ski masks and backpacks. Witnesses say there were up to 20 people involved in this fight. Now, we do see a knife recovered here on scene. Police are calling this a homicide investigation as we see them walking all around the area. They're also investigating inside of McDonald's and the outside. They have closed off the parking lot and across the street as they are searching for evidence. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sunnyside, Queens.
Smash and grab with a rock. Police want your help finding the suspects in a particularly brazen robbery in Brooklyn. This happened just after noon on January 31st in Cobble Hill. Police say a 70-year-old man was in his car with a bag holding 20 grand when two guys came up to him and punched the window trying to break it. He managed to drive off. Suspects followed him in an SUV and pulled in front of him on Court Street near DeGrasse Street. That, police say, is when they threw a rock through the passenger side window and reached inside to grab the bag of cash. They drove off in the black Mercedes, and they're still out there. Police released video of the suspects and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A Utah man accused of threatening to shoot up a Manhattan synagogue was stopped at the Lincoln Tunnel on his way into town yesterday. NYPD and Port Authority police say 23-year-old Luis Ramirez did not have weapons when he was stopped, but reportedly he did have one at an earlier police stop in Kansas. Yesterday, he put up a post on X claiming he was Hitler and Jesus in past lives and threatening to kill Jews. One of the posts mentioned the Central Synagogue on Lexington Avenue by name. A Jewish community security group flagged those online threats, called in police, and the Port Authority cops scooped up Ramirez around 5:30 p.m. No word so far on charges. Police say the investigation is continuing. Three teenagers are in custody and facing charges in connection with swatting incidents at two Bergen County schools. Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says they made calls threatening shootings at Lincoln Elementary in Fairview and Ridgefield Park Element High School on January 23rd. The Bergen County Regional SWAT team and other authorities were sent to the scene. Prosecutor's Office traced the calls, and they say they were deemed a hoax and there was no actual threat at either site. A 16-year-old and a 15-year-old from Bergen County and a 15-year-old from the Bronx all charged with juvenile delinquency, including false public alarm and terroristic threats. They've been charged and released to their guardians pending further legal action. If you ate at a restaurant on Fifth Avenue in Nomad in the last few weeks, listen up. City health officials say folks who ate at Ilili Restaurant on 236 Fifth Avenue over 10 days in late January or early February may have been exposed to hepatitis A. The health department's Vasuda Reddy says they learned of a case of that highly contagious liver disease in a food handler, so...
The health department is recommending as a precautionary measure that anyone who dined at the restaurant from January 31st to February 9th should get hepatitis A vaccine to try to prevent them from becoming sick with hepatitis A.
She says people should also be on the lookout for symptoms like yellowing eyes or skin, fatigue, abdominal pain, and nausea or diarrhea. The restaurant says they're working with the health department and always put customers' health and well-being first. Busy day for firefighters in the Bronx yesterday. Overnight, a basement fire on Ellis Avenue in Unionport went to three alarms. One civilian had serious but not life-threatening injuries. Two firefighters had minor injuries. That came just hours after a midday fire on Rochambeau Avenue between East Gun Hill Road and East 212th Street. Fire Chief John Nevins.
We had five civilian patients that were treated by EMS and transported to local hospitals. Patients were all in stable condition. Injuries were due to smoke inhalation.
Three of those injuries said to be serious. One firefighter also suffered minor injuries. Welcome to winter break. What do you do with the kids? Well, the Intrepid Museum has all kinds of ideas as they kick off Kids Week with a slew of family-friendly activities to get children interested in science, tech, and more. Executive VP David Winters tells 1010 Winds.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that's our kickoff for Fleet Week, and we have space-themed programming these days. We have scientists and engineers from NASA, including a NASA astronaut who just came back from space.
More info at intrepidmuseum.org/kidsweek.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.